Hey everyone, welcome back to another edition of the Pick 6. I'm Mike Wobshaw, inside TCO Studios at Winter Park, about to head out to Indianapolis for the Combine. I'm sure you guys will have lots of draft-related questions between now and the draft in April, so make sure you send those in. But for now, we have some questions right here, so let's get to work. The first question comes from Joshua. Can the team trade AP, or do they have to pay him his contract or restructure his contract? Well, the Vikings haven't decided what they're going to do yet with Adrian Peterson. That announcement could come as soon as when the new league year starts a week from Thursday. But the Vikings can do a number of different things. They can keep him and pay him as scheduled. They can work out a new deal with Adrian. They can find a trading partner. They can trade Adrian, or they can release him. Time will tell what happens with Adrian. Eddie in St. Louis Park has the next question. Should the Vikings go after Russell Okung? Well, I think that depends what the Vikings are going to do with Matt Khalil. He is our starting left tackle, but he had to miss 14 games last season because of an injury. The first time Matt has missed games in his NFL career. He's been a solid player for the Vikings, was great as a rookie. Now, if the Vikings have Khalil back, he's scheduled to be a free agent. They may not have room for Okung. If the Vikings don't get Khalil back, that's another story. We'll see what happens on this situation when free agency kicks off next week. Gina has the next question. Why not draft a quarterback right out of college instead of signing a veteran? Well, the Vikings' backup quarterback is Sean Hill. He's set to be a free agent next week. So the Vikings can go a number of different ways, or they can use a combination of those ways to fill up the quarterback depth chart behind Sam Bradford and Teddy Bridgewater. The Vikings could do both, sign a veteran and draft a quarterback. Quarterback is a very important position in the NFL, as we all know, and you couldn't blame a team for drafting one every year just to try and develop someone. Our next question comes from Thomas. Has it been explained why the Vikings and Colts are tied for the 14th pick when the Colts won the head-to-head game? The tiebreaker when it comes to draft positioning is different than when it comes to figuring out who's going to make the playoffs or not. Head-to-head is not involved when you're deciding draft order. It comes down to strength of schedule. That's why the Vikings and Colts have to have a coin flip at the combine. Their strength of schedule was the same. So the winner of that coin flip will pick first in the first round, and the loser of that coin flip will then pick first in the second round, so on and so forth through the rest of the draft. Jerry in Waconia, Minnesota asks, the combine is coming up. What's the most important drill or drills to watch? I think that varies by position, and from drill to drill, it varies by position. For example, the 40-yard dash. You may look at the 40 times for wide receivers and corners to see what their long distance speed is. But for offensive linemen and defensive linemen, you may look at the 10 or the 20 yard split of the 40 yard dash to figure out who tested better. All the drills are important. Believe me, with all those decision makers in one spot at one time, everything they do is important. Those guys don't waste any time. Our last question comes from Terrence. Did you get to visit with Spielman yet this offseason? What did you get out of his presser? Well, Rick's presser is going to happen at the Combine in Indianapolis this week. But he did speak with beat writers last week, and we had an interview with Rick that's posted on Vikings.com right now from last week. He touched on a lot of different topics, so make sure you go and check it out. It's up on the website right now. Speaking of up on the website, our coverage of the 2017 NFL Scouting Combine begins tomorrow when we travel to Indianapolis and continues throughout the week and the weekend through the conclusion of the Combine. So dust off your Vikings app, go to Vikings.com and check out all the Vikings social media handles because our coverage of the Combine will be brought to you through those various platforms. The Vikings app is great because our content is delivered straight to your favorite mobile device. So if you haven't downloaded it yet, make sure you do so. Also, we'll be doing a pick six from Indy. So the email address is at the bottom of the screen right now. Send your questions in to that email address, and maybe you'll be a part of next week's pick six.